Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Wednesday, November 15th. Padres chairman Peter Seidler, who became a hero to fans for his financial commitment and enthusiasm, died Tuesday. Seidler, who turned 63 last week, had been battling an illness for months. The Padres will take the week to mourn as an organization, setting aside all non-essential business. After months of deliberation and at times controversy, San Diego City Council on Tuesday gave its final approval to a police surveillance network that will cost $12 million over the next 5 years. The network, made up of 500 cameras equipped with license plate reader technology, could be placed across San Diego as early as January. Palomar Health will explore bringing in an outside management services company in a move that its top executive says is about competing more effectively. Elected hospital directors voted 5-2 in their monthly meeting Monday to allow Palomar's executive team to identify a potential management services company. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.